Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, we have been talking about called to greatness, and that might seem like, somewhat of an overwhelming command or mission for us, yet God has given us an ability to be courageous, to be bold, to be great. And one of the definitions of greatness is markedly superior in character or quality. That's Webster's definition. And of course, God is calling us. We may have various types of skills. There are many skills, and of course, what we call great, the secular world, the world calls great, could be someone very gifted athletically or in sports or musically or in science or in literature, writing, acting, whatever. There's various skills, talents that God has given to every single human being, whether or not they recognize Him or not, whether or not they recognize those giftings come from Him. Nonetheless, that's what the world looks at primarily, is what somebody can do. How effective are you? How efficient are you? What changes? What's going to set you apart from anybody else? Well, Jesus looks at the greatness of our soul and spirit. In fact, He said in Matthew, He said, "The greatest among you shall be your minister, and shall be a servant," in other words, to wait and care for the needs of others, even as Jesus did. He said that I came not to be ministered to, but to minister. And He was the eternal God who spoke the worlds into existence. So He was our example. And that's why whatever humility is so important, because that is an awareness that what we have been given has been given to us by God. And so, but there's times in every one of our lives that we need to draw on the Lord's strength, on His courage. Jesus needed courage as a man. When he said, "Father," when He was praying in the garden, "not my will, but thy will be done." He knew what it was going to be like. He had seen executions and crucifixions. That was the common way Romans put people to death. And he said, "If there's some other way, can we do this? Nevertheless, not what I want, Father, but what You want." And so He demonstrated great courage. What is courage again? By definition, it's the attitude of facing and dealing with any situation that is recognized as dangerous, difficult, or painful, instead of the alternative, which is withdrawing from it. It means fearless, brave. So courage is the absolute opposite of fear. And He's called us to do that. He's called us to be those individuals who will have, not only when needed, personal courage in terms of physical dangers. Some missionaries around the world are facing that as Christianity becomes increasingly unpopular today. But also, there is the courage of conviction. And that is what all of us in today's world, as times are getting darker, we have to make a stand. We have to be willing to take a stand for the cause of Christ. And so we need to take the words of Scripture and find personal application for our lives. What are things that are difficult for you right now? What is going to require courage and strength on your part right now? Think about it. God wants to encourage us. He wants us to take heart, if you will. In fact, It's our nature. Did you know that? It's the nature of the righteous to be courageous. Proverbs 28:1 says, "The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion." And the lion is considered kind of universally the king of beasts. He doesn't back down. He's not afraid of anything. And also, let me share some other scriptures. 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And then in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 4, I won't take the time to read it or turn, but it says, "Consider Jesus on the cross. He drew courage from his faith in his Father and for the joy that was set before him." Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me." Praise God. So we know that scripture is filled with words of encouragement, various passages, and I just want to share them with you. There's a passage found in Deuteronomy 31:7-8. Moses was speaking to Joshua, "Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto his fathers, their fathers, to give to them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it." And of course he did. "And the Lord, he it is that shall go with thee," just as he goes with us, beloved. "He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Fear not, nor be dismayed." And then that beautiful passage found in the book of Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And in Isaiah 51:7, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings." And of course, Jesus knew that his followers were going to experience persecution. Some would give their lives, some would be oppressed and belittled of men and forced in difficult situations. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:26, "Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known." And verse 28, he says, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That's the fear of the Lord, beloved, is the beginning of wisdom. He was talking about God, his Father. God himself is the final judge of man. And at the great white throne judgment, people will be judged on what they did. And God, it is a judgment. I mean, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But our God he's merciful. His mercy endures forever. That's what the scriptures tell us. And so, even though we may be persecuted, even though we may be facing painful or difficult situations, we need to be strong in our convictions. 1 Corinthians 16:12 says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong." And Psalm 31:24 says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Notice the sequence. It says, be of good courage, have the mind to be right now, and God will strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. In fact, I want to pause right here and take a moment to pray. Whatever it is that you might be facing right now, whatever difficulties, Jesus can relate. He it said he endured the cross. He suffered the pain, the shame, the ridicule, and he was willing to do what he went through for the joy that was set before him. What was the joy set before him? Well, the fact that you and I, by his righteous act, by his deed, we became our substitute. We were worthy of death, but instead he paid that terrible price. That joy was that we could be reunited with him, with his Father, in the heavenly kingdom, in heaven, in that glorious new heaven and new earth. Jesus is coming back for 1,000 years, and he'll set up his kingdom. But after that, after the final rebellion of Satan, at the end of that time period, then God will create a new heaven and a new earth wherein is righteousness. Praise God. So let's pray. Father, you see those, Lord, who are facing very difficult times right now. Lord, they've had a bad report medically. They've been so concerned about their children. There's things going on with loved ones that they all they can do is pray. They don't have the power to change the situation. But God, you are all-powerful. You hear and answer prayer. And so those things that are distressing them, the problems, the burdens that they're carrying, Father, we're to cast all of our care, all of our burdens, our prayer needs upon you because you care for us. And so, Father, I'm asking for you to move. I'm asking you to undertake. I ask, Lord, for miracles of healing, of deliverance, of the will of the Lord, the path to be made straight before their feet. And Father, you alone will receive the glory for it. When our own strength fails, when we are at the end of our rope, as it were, God, you will move and undertake and show your mighty power and your love by the greatness of your deliverance for your beloved. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll just conclude a few final thoughts on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me. And of course, if you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence that was established by my late husband, Neil Glass, in 1965. So we've been faithful and committed to that purpose ever since, even since the Lord took him home. So I invite you to write, share those needs. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.